Welcome back to another episode of the SCP Black Files podcast. I'm the host, the administrator, and this is my party, composed of Fishman Murray, Bad Rhino, and Husky Wolf. To get us started today, first I want to apologize about the bit of an intermission we took. We were having technical difficulties last week, but we're back on track. So I think for that, we'll give a bit of a refresher of what happened last session to everyone involved. The party is currently on their way to the secondary place of employment, Longena Hobbs, one of the current suspects in a outstanding string of disappearances related to an anomalous copy of Huckleberry Finn. And they're preparing to do a interview, but on the way they got into a bit of a car accident. But I think we're coming back to the party as they are arriving at said office building.
Okay.
So I think we'll start there. So as the party's starting to walk in, we are seeing probably the name of this company up front. It's called FB&E Incorporated. It's, as I said, a metallurgical supply company. You walk into this small reception area space, probably, 30 feet by 40 feet, to give you an image. All glass windows around. And then there looks to be a small back room area, and then a set of elevators that looks to lead up to the actual working spaces on the higher floors.
Okay.
Like,
what did you say the name of the building was again?
FB&E.
All right. Assuming nobody walks forward, I'll go ahead and approach whoever's at the desk.
So the desk has a small ring button, but so I assume you probably tap it to get a staff member out.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple moments,
before I ring the bell, I am gonna look at them, sort of huddle and be like, "So what's the story with this place? Private investigator, police?"
I'd be fine if we just stuck with our private investigator idea. I mean, that's what we went with the cafe. And in case the two have any kind of connection, it would make it harder for them to identify our ruse.
It's true.
Okay, we'll just say we're investigating the case. And then if they ask, we're a private group.
We should see if I can get some, like, fake diplomas and stuff like that, like certificates that we can like frame and put on the wall.
Carry around our little license.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ring the bell for the employee.
Ring. Probably 10, 15 seconds pass, and then from the backspace, a lady dressed in a pair of slacks and a blazer comes out. Hello there.
Hi.
How can I help you folks today?
We're investigating a case, regarding one of your employees who recently passed away.
One of our employees passed away?
Yes. Her name was Harper Finnegan. Does that name ring a bell?
I think that name does. I'd have to pass you over to administration, I think we have saving records for that. She taps, there's a small laptop in front of her that she starts tapping on. Yes. She died about a little while back, right? Went missing, is more what it says.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting to the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm. So are you folks police? Who you guys work for?
We work in a private group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, do you have a predetermined meeting with anyone, or
no? We were hoping to at least get some contact with some of the people here and hopefully set one of those, meetings up.
Do you have a identification or anything?
I'm going to let Norik respond to that one.
Okay, so just out of game real quickly, we don't have any ideas on us that say that we're private investigators, do we?
We probably have some sort of IDs for being in the Foundation.
I made them.
Oh, you're right, you did.
I made us, yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'd step up and take out the little badge that Bad Rhino made for me, and I'd say, of course, it's right here. And I pass it over to them.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So she just starts looking at it. Kind of takes a few angles on it and hands it back to you. Thank you so much. So your name is Norik Ellison, is what it says on the card, I think?
Yes. From the day I've been born, I've been Norik Ellison, to my knowledge. not in a joke.
All right, Mr. Ellison.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what we can get you folks set up with one moment. So, picks up the phone receiver. Yes, we have a few visitors down here looking to perform interviews with staff in the building. All right. Private investigators. Yes. All right. Thank you. Sets the receiver down. It looks like we can send you folks up. So let me just enter the elevator. Let me swipe my card so you can get in the elevator. Walks over to it, swipes the card down, and opens the doors. Well, the doors open.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Before I walk into the elevator, do the upper floors need to be swiped to be accessed, or only this one?
Should be able to get yourself help if you need it on upper floors, but nothing should be locked.
Okay. I go into the elevator after Husky and Bad Rhino do so.
Yep, I just thank her and head to the elevator.
So you start coming up to the first floor, where you start hearing the sounds of distant talking in the background.
That is pretty loud.
Kind of bustling workspace. It's... As you come in, this is a sea of cubicles. Probably on this floor around 20 to 30 employees in this main central workspace. And alongside, there seems to be a mixture of conference rooms and smaller private offices. And phones are being used, people are talking, it is a active workplace.
I think we would probably head to the private offices.
All right. Just give me an opening fate roll.
Forget, do any of us have more than one fate?
I do. Well, yeah, I do.
You should probably roll that then.
May I make the fate roll?
Yes. Go for it.
Six, all right. Isn't that tied with the previous fate roll?
Probably.
That is, yeah, that was tied with the previous fate roll.
There's only so many options with two dice.
Well, no, Husky, literally scroll up.
Oh.
You were the last player to roll fate.
I was, yes.
All right. All right. I was just trying to figure out who would be in their offices and not. So you start walking up to these private offices. They've got the glass strip down the side where you can, like, kind of look in and see if anyone's in. You see a on-site, probably a director of quality control is on-site. But that's about the extent of the administrative heads that you see.
Better than nothing.
Well, Norik, do what you do. Go get us a meeting.
Okay, I'll do my best. I walk into the room of, do I see a nameplate as I walk in? What's their name?
Their name is, one moment. Let's see, Hector Dolby.
Hector, what's their last name?
Dolby. D-A-L-B-Y.
Okay.
I walk in. Hello, Mrs. Darby.
Miss Hector, Mr.
Darby.
So you get through the doorway, and you see a gentleman residing at the desk, probably in his mid to late 40s, wearing business casual, with what looks to be a suit coat hung up over the back of his chair.
Yes.
Howdy there.
Pardon the intrusion, Mr. Darby. Do you look over the workers on this floor?
I handle the product. Who are you?
My name is Norik Ellison. I don't know if you were told by the person down below, but I'm working with a group of private investigators around a certain death that recently occurred to one of your employees.
Can you give me a lie roll? Thank you.
Let me see.
To be fair, they just disappeared.
So let's see. Acting/lie. What tree is that under again?
That should be a skill, if I remember correctly. So, Mr. Ellison, you are with a group of private investigators, and your disappearances. So he seems to be staring you down in a bit of a moment of concentration.
It's the top of the column board, the first.
Oh, there it is. And there we go.
That's pretty goddamn good.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I see that. 17.2, is that correct?
That looks correct.
Perfect. All right, Mr. Ellison. I don't manage the folks primarily on this floor. I manage on-site personnel who handle the transportation and utilization of equipment and quality assurance teams, basically.
Okay.
So, what you looking for? Maybe I can help.
Well, mainly what we're looking for is things that could have led up or basically anything that could pertain to the person who is now dead, as well as their whereabouts before they disappeared here. Were they at all associated with the transport or quality checking that your group did?
Let me think. I need to make a roll. So, I just want to confirm who you're talking about when you're saying this.
Her name is Harper Finnegan.
Okay, so I might be mixing up my stuff here, but I thought Harper Finnegan was the coffee shop employee who disappeared.
Yes, but her brother said that she worked at both locations.
No, we were... Oh, no. I think this is a bit of a miscommunication. So the Jenna Hobbs works at both locations. Harper Finnegan just worked at the coffee shop.
So her brother didn't say she worked at both?
Oh, wait! Oh, right! You are right. I apologize. I mixed up my information. I apologize.
That was the one reason I remembered that, was because he had said that she worked at both. Hmm.
My notes have been in a tizzy lately.
Okay.
What was her name?
Harper Finnegan.
Let me think. Harper. Trying to think.
If not, could you point us in a direction of their manager or someone who may co-workers, etc.
I have to check the staffing tools real quick. Give me a moment.
In that meantime, I actually wouldn't have entered the room. I was going to go and question some of the other workers.
Floor staff kind of stuff?
Yeah. Because there's only one head, so it pro- probably won't have everything we need.
There's only one department head in the building right now, on this floor at least.
Yeah, and so I'll just sort of hover. If they don't notice me, I'll speak up.
Okay, so you're just walking the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few things prepped for this. So, all right, I've got the character for you. So you kind of pick someone out of the grouping.
Someone who doesn't look too busy, not on the phone.
Mm-hmm. So he's you spot a young gentleman, maybe in his early 20s, 20 to 23 kind of range, who seems to have been standing next to a water cooler, just taking a moment and a break.
I'll go over and get a cup of water as well. Hey there. Would you mind answering a couple questions?
Do you like Flash Badge or anything?
Quickly, I guess, yeah.
What you need?
Nothing serious. Don't be worried. We're just investigating a disappearance. And we were wondering, did you know Harper Finnegan?
Harper? Yeah. Did she disappear recently? Like, mysterious causes kind of thing?
Yeah. That is why we're here. But do you know anything about why she may have disappeared?
Does he? That's an interesting question. What would have caught... There have been a few theories tossed around in the office about what happened. I don't know the validity, but it's always said that she kind of would go around, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. How well did you know her?
As well as you know a coworker.
Did she ever talk about anything strange?
She does sales.
Okay. Seems like a lot of people in this town have two jobs. So did she talk about anything strange before she disappeared? Anything she mentioned to her coworkers?
Right. I like this path of questioning. I'm first going to say take a point of reverence.
Cool.
Okay, I can work with that. So that's what. Plus another. Gotta roll one of those. Alright, so got the roll. Did she say anything? I think she mentioned getting a promotion where she was working recently. She worked at that coffee shop downtown. Cappuccino, I think it was?
Yes, yeah, we just came from there. We questioned some of her coworkers there.
I think she said something about she was getting a promotion recently.
Did she ever talk much about her other job other than this promotion?
Not too much. Just complained about the rude customers occasionally. One or two other staff members, I think.
Do you remember anything about those staff members?
She mentioned their names once or twice, I think. Hobbs, I think, was the name of one of them. I'm sorry. I can't remember too well.
No, that's fine. This is all very useful, trust me. So, is there anything else you can think of? Did she, you know, is there a location people have talked about? Did she, you know, not come in for work? How did you guys find out that she had disappeared?
I think it was a couple days ago. She missed two or three shifts in a row. She's a temp worker. And she was missing a few days of work, so they were calling in to see what happened, and no response. found out she disappeared. I think it was, I can't remember perfectly, I think it was the brother who found out she was missing and made the report.
Okay. So did she ever miss other days of work? Like, too busy with her other job? Or was she a consistent worker?
That's... I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure.
No problem. We can talk to others.
At this point, I'm gonna hop back to the group in the office. So, Nora, what was your last question? I just want to confirm what that was.
If I remember correctly...
You were asking...
I was asking if she took part in any of the transport or quality management that Dalby looked over.
Miss Finnegan, says here she was in the sales department, temp worker. She did come on specific deals, some of our with strain stuff, and just do on-the-job marketing.
I also asked if they didn't know much, if they could point us in the direction of managers or co-workers she worked with.
Most of the sales department's probably been associated with it. Otherwise, some of our staff should be coming in. Some of our managers are out right now on lunch.
So is it on this floor or just down the hall this way?
What do you mean?
For a sales,
I'm asking you.
And department.
In a mixed, we follow a mixed serving plan.
Okay.
A mixed staffing plan to ensure that our employees interact with each other effectively. So is that all I can help you find folks with, or...
I believe so.
Well, I guess there is one more thing I'd like to ask you just before we head out. You are in charge of the, well, not you, but this entire place is in charge of supplying metal to the rest of the city here?
Not as much metal itself as we function in wholesale production of kilns, all that kind of stuff. Heating elements, coils. We do sell some metal, but that's pretty... It's mostly reclaim.
Oh, that... Okay. Heating elements. I was just curious. Humor... excuse my sense of humor, but down the street on our way here, there was a huge... gas leak. Y'all better step up y'all's game, you know, if other heating companies can provide better safety than y'all.
We don't do heating, we do metallurgy, steel mills, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gives you a weird look at this point.
Anyway, if you do hear anything or ask anyone during, like, lunch or something, give us a call, and then I, like, hand them my number or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. So you start to walk out, and I think I'm going to call us to our first... Oh, yeah.
I would like to get the name of that worker I was
talking. All right, so you... I think you asked for the name earlier. No, you didn't. So you probably asked for it. He says his name is Huxley Mercado.
Interesting name. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So I think now is what I'm going to call us to our first break of the episode. Be back in just a moment. And welcome back to part 2 of the SCP Black Files podcast, episode 19, The Office Building. So, let's get talking.
Okay.
Or should I say ramblers? Let's get rambling.
Rambling.
All right, so I think both groups have finished their respective conversations, so you reunite, process the information you've received. You've talked a bit off camera, I think, about what's going on.
I think we're going to come up with a plan and kind of talk a bit more about the information, because I actually got a couple pieces of useful information off of that man. So it sounds like she... One, got a promotion at Cappuccino, and two, she was still openly having issues with Miss Hobbs over there.
I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it's kind of weird that she was talking about getting her promotion at the coffee place, disappears, no one at the coffee place really even knows anything. We try to talk to him about it, and as we leave, we get T-boned, but...
That would be a pretty quick turnaround, but you are kind of right there.
I don't know how long... I don't remember how long we spent on that conversation, but... What can we do? Nothing to prove
anything. That's okay.
So.
Well, I don't know if we want to go talk to Hobbs again, but I think she is definitely the top of our suspect list, and so would that manager then. Kind of assuming that it's the coffee shop. We can't tell so far, but that is strange. And the fact that she got a it could just be that she was a good worker, she got a promotion from the manager, and Janet got jealous because they were having money issues, like her coworker said.
You know, I just want to say, Andrew Finnegan, Harper's brother, his name seems to keep coming up. And he was the one who put Harper in as missing. So although I'll agree he isn't the top suspect, I do think that we should keep him in mind as we're looking into Hobbs and others.
He was the person who found that she was missing. He officially got enough evidence to claim that she was missing.
Also, pretty sure we heard that they didn't have a great relationship, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't recall. In fact, we may want to go talk to her brother again and see if he's willing to give us some more information at this point. I'm sure if Harper was already complaining to her coworkers here about Janet, and I think he didn't know names, and I'll discreetly point out the guy I was talking to. But he did say that she was talking about a couple of coworkers. He only remembered Hobbs' name. So it sounds like it may have been something else, and Andrew probably would have gotten quite an earful.
If I was to think about this, I remember that Harper and her brother didn't have too good of a connection. That being said,
well,
I believe
when
that
we
Hobbs
got there,
didn't
she actually
particularly...
said that she was quite friendly. She claimed that they were almost friends. She didn't quite use that word, but she implied that they were much closer than we're finding out.
Well, that being said, well, disregarding that, her brother also apparently didn't have too great of a connection. Then she gets a promotion, and followed by this promotion idea, or however it went through, she goes missing. So either it had to do, in my personal opinion, it either had to do with her relationship with her brother and or connections at the coffee shop that didn't want to see her get promoted.
I say we should talk to Andrew because I think it's more likely that he would help and worried about his sister. I think it's much less likely that he's in on this potentially grand conspiracy. And let's just
even
be very
if he
careful.
Is on some sort of grand ex- if he, even if he is on this conspiracy, talking to him again and is trying to get stories and explanations out of him that could possibly take him down eventually would also probably be a good idea.
Yeah.
So if we find anything that conflicts,
normally this wouldn't be something I'm worried about. Who here has the most driving experience? Anyone a stunt driver? Because I don't want to deal with another semi. You bring up a really good point. That was strangely convenient. And those cops were very unhelpful. And happened to have all cameras, all personnel looking away from where the crash happened at some gas leak.
I sometimes get the drive on some missions, so I think I can handle that.
All right.
I guess I could drive, but I'm fine being a passenger.
I don't need to drive.
So that being...
My hands are still kind of shaky, and his hands are literally still shaking. This is probably the first time
you guys have quite noticed. This isn't really a discussion. Of course, we weren't going to let you drive.
Yeah. His hands always have slight tremors, and they are much more severe at the moment, just because his nerves are still a bit shot.
I do have a request, though, before we head out to Andrew's place.
What's that?
I have already gone in and questioned him.
And that being said, with the suspicious things regarding the semi-truck, I would like to stay outside in the car and keep watch as one or both of you question Andrew yourselves. Could that be arranged?
I don't have a phone, but Duke does.
Us question him?
Yes, y'all
question
him. I say
it is a good idea to have you outside.
Thinking about our combined charismatic features, one slightly better than the other.
Yeah.
You're speaking in RPG terms. Strange.
Nord just has this strange aura about him that's very convincing.
Is it the one eye?
No one likes
that. It
beat the crap out of him. Yeah, we're good.
It's very attractive. So
it makes you look cooler, to be honest.
Hmm. Should we have someone posted out in the car?
Well, that's probably a good idea.
I shall take the car as y'all take the Andrew.
Sounds like you're planning to kidnap him. This party in other games doesn't have a very good record of successful kidnaps, so try to avoid that if you can.
Okay, so yeah, we're going in one car, Norik. It sounded like you were going to go in a separate car, but and then
no, I'll be in. Yes, I'll be in. I'll just
yeah,
be stay in the back seat of the car.
Okay, let's roll out. Hop in the car.
All right. So, since Rhino is piloting this vehicle, it all passes off without a hitch. So we come to the point of you. So I do want to just give everyone a bit of a time check. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon at this point.
Mm-hmm. And this is the same day we've started the investigation.
Yes. You arrive at the house. So who's going up to the front door? That's Rhino and.
I'll go up and Craig, I believe. Right.
So, Riker and Craig, right? Well, Riker and Alden, if I'm saying it correctly.
So.
Who's knocking on the door?
Me.
Give me a fate check.
Fate, that is not good.
Now it won't be my fault.
I can't even see the roll. Let's see.
Four.
A four.
So, I'm going to say, because of the low roll, he's not home when you arrive.
Just want to check with you. We didn't get his phone number, did we?
I do not think so, no. That's my memory.
No, he never gave his phone number.
I'm just gonna slip a note. I'm gonna be like a delivery driver that's just sitting there. And it just waits for you to leave, and it's just like, you missed us, kind of a thing.
Wait, I think...
Put your phone number down, yep.
I
thought you were about to open up with, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm not quite sure, but I think I remember giving Andrew my phone number. I think I did that. I can't quite remember.
Regardless, we can leave it on the piece of paper.
Yeah, I'll leave my number. I'll say, give us a call.
Yeah.
Regarding your missing sister, and
love y'all use like your personal phones for this crap.
I didn't get like a burner phone or anything, and so
because he was more of a seasoned agent.
It's true. If I do have a burner, I've been using that, and if I don't have a burner, then I'm using my actual phone.
I picture you've just reached the point where you don't.
The foundation can clean it up.
Someone's gonna try to kill me though.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I don't want to get a bunch of. It's basically spam calls. If I go to a different mission, they're like, so what about this? I'm just like, God. So, if I do have a burner, I'll be using that. But otherwise, I'm just going to use my other one. And I'll probably just get a new phone and transfer my contacts over and be like, I have a burner phone.
All right. So, you drop off the note.
Okay. Where to next? Because he is not home.
Good question.
So,
Well,
we'd get back to the car. Let's not be on the road as much as possible.
I actually have a...
Because assuming that that semi wasn't an accident, or that truck wasn't an accident, we have someone following us. I haven't seen them yet,
well,
but someone
actually
will be...
I have an idea.
Why don't... Let's head back to base, and I want to talk to whoever our superior is. Aren't we in Unit Whiskey 42, if I remember correctly?
Indeed.
If we can speak to our supervisor, then I want to have him look into the fact that we might possibly have someone that was doing suspicious activity. And with the Foundation's resources, I'm sure that they can lend us a hand.
If
I'm pretty sure we are the
if anything,
but yeah,
we may not want to ask.
Yeah, and this could, you solidly
we may not want to ask
the...
for investigation, though. Right. But what we can definitely ask for is how the hell we're gonna pull off
Super...
a fake police station. Because in a week's time,
that is something we also need to discuss.
We told that manager that we'd be meeting in our office as police officers.
Honestly, I don't remember what we told them, so...
I
well,
believe that
the
we
Foundation didn't say that they would
the
help us with that. Whenever we called our supervisor that time, he said he'd be able to help us out if my memory serves.
Let's make sure.
It would be weird, because we just came out of the office place using our personal investigator ID, saying we're personal investigators, immediately called their boss, and then we told them that we were
I
police.
Know, I've realized that now, but I'm 90% sure that's the way it did happen.
Another
we'll,
thing.
We'll chalk it up to Nork.
So, talking to... Anyway, like what I was saying. So, when we were talking at the... I can't remember what the coffee shop was, but at the coffee shop, and we were talking
cappuccino.
About the cappuccino... what did they tell us? Because it was their coworkers. What she did? I'm pretty sure they told us what her job was, but they said she just got.
There was
promotion,
only two employees
so
working the whole building, so I think you only have the one job there, and then the general manager. They're baristas,
yeah,
and they
but if they said they have. Yeah, but they said there was. I think there was a manager. Wasn't there a manager there? And there was another manager that was
yes.
on vacation, which is the one we called. If she got a promotion, what would she be? Because if she was, like, there's a barista and there's their manager, why wasn't she listed in that?
That's true.
Was she going to become a manager?
Well, there's also backroom
okay.
staff work, all that kind of stuff. Don't forget.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I think
so,
let's try to sort out this police station, make sure our higher-ups are actually going to help us there. Hopefully they can just get us into the real police station. Things easier.
Just guess us. We just paid actors. We just like, we just go on the like on the like the web and just change the location to some police department so they can't fact check us. And then right after it, we just take everything down. It's just gone.
Pretty much.
Foundation takes the time, makes an actual
I
police force.
That.
Yeah, Doc. You know, we might as well abuse this.
We're gonna do a hostile takeover of the real police force.
Okay.
As if they haven't already.
That's true.
So I assume that we're driving back now. Does Batarang have to make a drive roll, or are we
yeah.
good?
Nope.
No,
it's Rhino driving. I thought we already said
yeah,
I am definitely
good.
Going to be...
I'm
up to you if I have to make a roll, but I am going to be looking for a tail. Pretty much anywhere we're in.
Feel free.
Got
awareness.
It.
As you're just making this drive back. Anytime you're gonna have to take the initiative on calling for this, but make the it'll be an awareness
right.
roll whenever you do. Doesn't that cater like directly
it
into your character
indeed.
Skills?
13.4.
Nice. It does indeed.
Well, you know.
I mean, before it's
for this
bad.
Party, that's actually quite high.
Yeah, fair. So you are checking behind, yep. What do you see, if anything? The
Old
dice of fate are
along.
In confliction. I rolled both a crit and a crit one.
Oh shoot.
That's fate. Say nothing. Got it. Behind. You are clear.
I bribed them. Clear. Paid them off. They said they're mine.
Thine threats of violence deterred thine enemies.
Well, okay. So, I'm assuming we make it back and we're good. We're gonna... Norik said we're gonna talk to some higher-ups to see if they can help set up the police thing and other means of getting information, probably.
I think we'll leave that to stand between episodes as a conversation okay. that occurs.
Yeah.
But... I want to see, Craig, I know since you kind of knew the foundation, Husky, I know Craig's kind of knew the foundation. What's his mindset on all this? What's he doing with his time now that you guys have a bit of a break?
True, I mean, is it hunting season?
I think it's like October period, so depends what you're hunting.
Honestly, I think he would just, you know, do a quick... He would ask Duke for his phone, do a quick Google search, which is probably mistyped. And he... I mean, what would be in season? Because he'll hunt just...
Oh god, I'm trying to remember what the September
And if he doesn't have a permit for it, he'll just get people quickly, as quick as he can.
So, September hunting season. Dove, crossbow and archery for deer, goose. The heck is teal? Oh, teal hunting zones. And gray squirrel. Wait, that's weird. Why are they defining gray squirrel? Aren't they varmints?
Then I guess, as weird as it would be for Craig, I mean, I guess he would be comfortable with a bow. He just likes guns. So he'll go probably pick up a cheap compound bow. And head out to the forest.
I think you're like out of hours, but
yes, no, as soon as they are like, as soon as it is officially free time, he's like, it's been a while since I've been in the forest, and this city is too big. I'm going.
Spends like the hour and a half to drive out of the, I think I said Chicago.
To be fair, there's a decent bit of stuff
pops out of the car.
Like tomorrow, we have to go back. And
I'm just, oh my god, I'm picturing, you know that scene from Parks and Rec where Ron Swanson takes his coworker out to the forest after playing Big Buck Hunts, and like the question goes, so you have a permit, right? and that's the entire
actually scene. Yeah, I like that. I'm actually
that's the energy
gonna invite Duke to come out with me, and by that extension Norik.
Oh, there is no invite, there is just force.
Yeah, as soon as we're done, it's like, we could go to the coffee shop. Nope. Norik, head out. What is that, Mountain Gate Forest? We're right here. And I just hand Duke's phone back to him with Google Maps on it. I'm like, oh, actually, we need to make a pit stop over at, I don't know what they have here. The gun store?
That'd be like a Walmart thing.
Or I guess we need compound bows, so it'd probably be more of a Cabela's, but...
Dick's Sporting
Goods. I haven't seen bows there, but that does make sense. Okay, so...
That's a Midwestern thing. That's a friggin' real Midwestern thing.
So yeah, we're gonna head to Dick's Sporting Goods, pick up Dick's... a compound bow, and we're gonna head out to apparently Mountain Gate Forest. And nobody knows why.
Alright, I think that's a perfect moment to pan off as the party's planning to do, I think, what would be considered illegal poaching to a degree.
Thinking about it, I don't think Craig cares about permits.
Well, you know, at least this time it wasn't Norik's idea.
I feel like I picture you're getting dragged along. Norik's like, has no choice in this matter. He is
if
just
If Duke
grabbed.
Is coming, we can't leave Norik alone. Norik unsupervised, as he know, is a very bad idea.
He gets to
I think you all need to trust Norik more.
I think so. We're gonna loosen up eventually, but we're still kind of reeling over the fact that, like, 2-3 weeks ago, he jumped out of a window of like, a third-story building.
And it'll be nice for Norik, too. He grew up in the woods as well, so he'll get to relive a little bit of his childhood.
Yeah. Hey, maybe Norik and Duke, or Norik and Craig can finally bond.
On that note, I'm going to call this episode to a close. The SCP Black Files podcast. I've been your host, the administrator, and this has been my party. We are recorded on a weekly basis and usually published on Fridays. That's a bit spotty, but usually. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. Sights and sounds you hear in this episode can be found from Incompetech and Freesound this evening. And some of our best sound effects came from Inspector J for our sound effects for doors and the like. In other news, thank you all for pushing us up to 15,000 listens across all our platforms. Don't forget. Yeah, 1,500. Don't forget to like, share, favorite, follow, whatever the appropriate terms are for your listening platform of choice. We'll be back with you next week, and have a wonderful